Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Lord, praise ye the Lord and all his hosts. Thank you, thank you. Thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship right here on KAYT 88.1 FM on your dial. I'm your host, Apostle Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife, just about 40 years, none other than in the person of...
Amen, Lady Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring you Godspeed on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're certainly going to rejoice and be glad in it. And wherever you might be at the sound of our voice, we just want to tell you a big old God bless you, Yahuwah bless you on this day. It was made exclusively with you in mind. And that's right, in spite of what you might be currently experiencing in your day-to-day life. I'm just here to tell you that once you learn how to realize that it's just an illusion, that's right, beloved, it's just an illusion. You might be sick in your body, but that's part of the illusion. You might be suffering from financial instability, but that also is part of the illusion. You might be having problems with loved ones, family members, arguments, breakups, and all of those things like that. It's all part of the illusion. But the moment that we learn to keep our minds in peace, for he said he will keep them, Lady Townsend, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him.
Yes.
That means all throughout the day, I'm just dwelling on the goodness of my Creator. I'm dwelling on how he woke me up this morning. I'm not worried about the year ahead of me. You know, when he said this is the day, he didn't say this is the year or this is the decade or this is the century. He said this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So on that note, again, we're going to ask Lady Townsend to come on, share a scripture with us. And then we're going to go before the throne of grace in the name of Yahuwah and his son, Yahusha HaMashiach.
Amen. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 13th verse, it reads as this: Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you for you have been so merciful. You have been so good. You have been just fantastic to your people. And for that reason, we owe you. We thank you. And we just want to stay, like the words say, on that narrow path. You said few will find it each day, God. Each day, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we want to be that few that find it, that stay on the narrow path. Oh, God, we just thank you today. We just bless you today. We just magnify you today. We thank you for what they say to 2026. Amen. We thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing, and everything, hallelujah, that it is, because we know that with you, we cannot lose. We just want to thank you for just joy. We want to thank you for just peace. We just want to thank you for just your love, your comfort, the many things that you do for us that goes sometime unrecognized, unpraised, unthankful. But God, I'm grateful. Hallelujah. We are grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful today. And we bless you. And we magnify you. And we glorify you. And even in this, what we call New Year, God, help us to get closer and closer and closer to you. Each and every day, let it be, hallelujah, us looking to please you. Amen. This flesh has to die. Amen. Nothing good in it. Therefore, we're going to just magnify you and seek to go higher in the things of you. And we bless you and thank you. And it's in Yahusha HaMashiach, in some will call Jesus, amen, name, amen.
Amen. And again, we just thank you. Thank you near and far for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship. Again, you know what? We extend our borders to each and every one of our brothers and sisters out there. It's time for the people of Yahuwah, time for the people of Yahusha, Jesus the Christ, to come together. We're divided in so many ways. And Yahusha said it this way: A house divided will not stand.
Will not.
And that would be safe to say, Lady Townsend, while we're seeing the deficit in the body of Christ, while we're seeing so many of our loved ones dying prematurely, we're seeing our children being slaughtered out on the streets. We're seeing our young men and our young daughters just, I mean, the posterity, the fruit of our womb being destroyed right around us. Now, it's already enough for you to not understand that there's already a diabolical plot to extinguish us on so many terms. And I understand, yes, you can say no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But what have you been taught to be the weapon formed against yourself?
Uh-oh. Amen.
Think about that for a moment. Just think about that just for a moment. Please, please, please. Think about that just for a moment. What if you have been taught to be the weapon that is formed against yourself? Because when you look around and you see all of the things unfolding around you on a day-to-day basis, how many people that say they love the Lord are still living in fear?
My God.
That are still living a life that is not pleasing in the sight of the Most High. And I mean, we're looking at what's going on a day-to-day basis. But I'm here to tell you, beloved, this world is not getting any better in the sense of what the Word says now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, make no mistake, Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, can shield us. You know, we can be up under the shadows of the Almighty. And again, just like Lot was, yes, we can be vexed at what we see.
Uh-huh.
We can be vexed at the circumstance and the situation. But the truth of the matter is, when your heart is stayed on the things of the Most High, you can be at peace just like Yahushua was when he was in the boat. Remember when the storm rose and his disciples asked the question, Lady Townsend, they said, Master, careth not that we perish? And he responded to them by saying, O ye of little faith.
See it.
We're good at jumping and shouting in the church. We're good. Uh-huh. We're good at the going to the revivals and the convocations, and we're good for all of those things. But it's a sad day when you're scared to go to the gas station for fear of being robbed. You're scared to go to the laundromat for scared of being robbed. You're scared for your, elderly people in metropolitan areas like Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Memphis, Tennessee. Where these people are actually afraid because our younger people today don't have a sense of appreciation for the elders. And you know what? It's our fault.
Mm.
It's our fault. Because there are some parents that raise their children to respect their elders. But it's hard to teach a child to respect his elders when the elders are doing stuff right alongside with their children.
Say it. Say it.
It's a sad day when a dad sits down and he's smoking weed with his sons and his daughters, you know. And even though they are grown, you know, there's just some lines that should not be crossed.
That's right.
When it comes to certain things. You know, men are cheating on their wives right in front of their sons. And their sons are picking up that. Not realizing that, you know what, that son subconsciously is looking to find a woman just like his mama.
Mm.
And if he see his mama being abused, what do you think he's going to do?
All right, now.
He's going to look for a woman that he can be abused because that's what he saw his father doing. And then a girl who sees her father, watch this, being abused. What type of man do you think she's going to look for in life? Mm. She's going to look for a man just like her father, a man that she can abuse also because she saw her mother abusing. So you see, beloved people of the Most High, we have work to do. We must be about our Father's business. And you know what? We can't wait until Sunday to go to church. We can't wait until the next revival. We can't wait until the next convocation. We can't wait until the next Bible study. Amen. We have to be about our Father's business day by day. And as I said before, yes, I see our young men walking up and down the streets with their pants sagging and people saying, that's a shame. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. But my question is this. You're either part of the problem or part of the solution. And so what are you doing to be part of the solution? And it's really not hard. It's really not hard. And I give that analogy all the time. I see those young men, and so I appeal to their intellect. You see, we've already been taught to beat up on each other for so long.
Mm.
We were taught that on the plantation, to not trust each other, to not confide in each other. We were taught that. And after 400 years of slavery, most of us, even though they've taken the chains off of our legs and taken the chains off of our hands and off of our necks, there's still chains on our minds that we've got to be free. That's the reason why he tells us that if we learn to keep our minds stayed on the Most High, yes, he will give us the peace that we need. And not only that, Lady Townsend, he will give us the ability how to get through to those people that we need to get through to. Because we need to be that walking miracle in the lives of other people to let them know. People are looking. Why do you think people are so drawn to witchcraft and sorcery and supernatural?
Amen.
Why do you think they're drawn to these things? Because they're looking for something outside of themselves, because they ain't been taught that the power of kingdom of God is within you. So they're constantly looking for it in another man, in another woman, in another pastor, in another apostle, in another bishop, in another elder. They're looking for it in all of the wrong places. But the kingdom of the Most High is within you, and especially if you are a believer. If I ask the question today, how many of you have surrendered your life to the Most High? How many of you surrendered your life to the shed blood of his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ? How many of you have done that? And I will get a myriad and a slew of hands that say, oh, yes, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Well, if he's your Lord and Savior, then why aren't you doing the works that he said you could do?
Oh, my.
Why aren't you opening the blind eyes?
Woo.
Why aren't you unstopping the deaf ears? Like I said, that young man that's walking around with his pants hanging, listen, that's your prime opportunity. Not to just shove Jesus down his throat, but to let him know there is a more excellent way. And sometimes even within the infrastructure of the body of Christ, we've got to be able to present to people a more excellent way. Mm-hmm. Remember when Aquila and Priscilla, that had the church in their house, heard a young little minister coming up by the name of, I think his name was Apollos, and they heard Apollos preaching, but he yet wasn't skilled in the things of the Most High. He wasn't yet skilled in the way of Yahushua HaMashiach. He wasn't yet skilled by the power of the Holy Ghost. They took him and shown him
a more excellent way.
And if I were to use a thought today, that's what I'd like to share with you today. Let us take this dying world and show them, and watch this, display a more excellent way.
Amen, because many times they won't read the Bible, but they sure enough will read us.
That's right.
Meaning that we have to be the light that we want them to see. But we're not being that light.
Yes.
You know, there's no hope for them.
Yes.
And then there's some blood on our hands. Because
yes.
We have to be that light.
Yes. Some people won't grasp everything when it comes to the magnitude of serving God and pleasing him for who he is. Because, again, religiosity has played a integral part in how we seek to serve the Lord. But one thing I can tell you about this, when it comes to the vernacular of Scripture, when it comes to the interpretation of Scripture, listen, interpretations can be distorted. Translations can be distorted. But one thing I can tell you is this, spirit never can never
Woo!
Yes. be distorted. Spirit can never be distorted. This is the reason why it is ample for you to have that relationship with the Lord. Because think about this, and again, if we were to learn how to draw nigh to the Spirit, even before there were scriptures written, how did the Most High communicate with man?
Come on now.
How did he communicate with them? He communicated them from a spiritual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And right today, we have become more caught up in the emotional aspect and the whooping and the hollering and the screaming and all of those things that don't empower you a nickel's worth of dog meat.
Just make you feel good. Make the hell come
up. Just make you feel good.
Hey.
Uh-huh. And when you walk out of the place, the same devil that was waiting for you to come out is still waiting for you.
Yes,
you've not come out empowered to let that devil know, no, you can't have my sons.
Come on now.
No, you can't have my children. No, you can't have my marriage. No, you can't have my job. Watch this. No, you cannot have my health.
Come on.
As well. But now we live in a world of illusion says, well, you know what? I just give it to the Lord, Pastor. And you know what? If God can't fix it, nobody can. Well, I've got news for you. He's already fixed it.
It already done. Ain't
he's already fixed it.
He done fixed it.
Have you so soon forgotten that he said when he rose from the grave,
Ooh.
he said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven
and in earth.
And in earth. That means he's calling the shots now. But your colonizers got you still looking up to heaven for the answer. When the answer is within you, if
within.
You are indeed a believer, if you are a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, the power is within you. You shall receive power
after.
Not giving your hand to the preacher.
Come on.
Not putting your name on the roll. Not being a candidate for baptism. No. No, you shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost. And watch this, what he said in Acts chapter 2. He said, and you shall be my witnesses.
Woo!
But many of us, the enemy has tricked us up on the witness stand. And he has made our witness non-effective.
None.
For when they hear you still cursing, your witness is non-effective.
Woo.
When they see you still smoking, your witness is non-effective. When they see you still drinking, naming the name of Christ, your witness has become non-effective. Watch this. You're still beating your wife. Your witness is non-effective. You're still cussing out your husband or your wife. Your witness has become non-effective. But see, when a witness knows and stands on their testimony, no matter what devil comes to cross-examine you, your witness is still the same.
Still the same.
It doesn't change, Lady Townsend. What you want to add with that?
Amen. Your witness. You have to be that witness, like we said prior earlier. Amen. And we be that witness by doing the things that is pleasing to God. Now you can be that witness.
Amen.
But if it's going to bring shame to the situation,
amen,
you're not being a witness.
Amen.
Not for Yahushua HaMashiach. Maybe for Satan, but not for him, you know.
Amen. And that's the reason why we have to learn. This is what Yahushua Jesus said. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Unfortunately, you've learned creeds and doctrines of men, more so the yoke of Jesus the Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. You've learned about the apostolic doctrine, but you ain't learned about Jesus. You've learned about the Pentecostal doctrine, but you ain't learned about Jesus. You've learned about the Masonic order, but you ain't learned about Jesus.
That's
You've
right.
learned about the Eastern Star, but you ain't learned about Jesus.
Amen.
You've not taken his yoke upon you. And he's already said no man can serve two masters.
He said you love one and hate the other. And that's what the word says.
This going to hurt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us made our pastors our masters.
Oh, my.
When you put more confidence in Apostle Townsend than you do the Lord, you're sinning.
Oh, my.
When you put more confidence in pastor than you do the risen Savior, you're sinning.
Mm.
When you put more confidence in the First Lady, you're sinning.
Sinning.
He said, thou shalt have
no
other gods. Watch this. Before me.
Or after.
Even after me.
Come on now. None
thou
whatsoever.
Have no other gods.
No other gods in our life, period.
Because when it's all said and done.
Lord, help us.
When your body gets sick, pastor can't do it if God don't do it.
Come on now.
Apostle can't do it if God doesn't do it. And that's the reason why we have got to draw back nigh to our Creator. Why do you think he said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days draw not nigh. Well, you know what? They're here now.
Come on.
The evil days are here now. And so who have you been drawing nigh to? Because if you've been drawing nigh to your Creator, then one thing about it, he said, you can boldly come before the throne of grace and to obtain all the mercy that you need. Listen, son acting right, you can go before the throne.
Woo.
You have that right.
Have that right.
You're a child. You're a citizen. A child of the Most High.
Oh, thank you.
The problem is many of you don't know how to use the benefits that you've been given. What good does it do you to have a good paying job, but you don't know how to use the benefits?
My.
What good does it do you to serve the Lord? Did not even Yahushua, Jesus, when he went to the temple, Lady Townsend, he saw a young lady sitting inside the temple. And according to the Bible says she had a bowed
down
over spirit.
Uh-huh.
Which would be equivalent today in our today's society, somebody pretty much like a hunchback.
Oh, yes.
That's bent all over. or somebody with extreme sciatic nerve that won't allow them to stand up straight because of the pain that shoots down their lower back and shoots to the lower extremities of their buttocks and their back thighs, and they can't stand up. And when Yahusha saw this woman in the temple, see, a lot of times we become so religiously inclined, we forgot about the power of the Spirit. He sat there, and everybody got comfortable seeing the woman. Watch this. For 18 years.
18.
In the church, in that position, in the synagogue. People, have we become so complacent till we're just so complacent to see that person sitting there that's crippled? Have we become so complacent until we're compliant to just sit there and say, well, when God get ready to heal them, they'll be healed. When God get ready to help them with the diabetes, they'll be healed. Have we become so complacent? Yahusha saw the lady.
Yes.
And he looked at her. And he began to speak healing upon her body.
Say it now.
And as he began to speak healing upon her, he said, Woman, be loosed from thine infirmity. And the other church folk began to look at her. It says, now, is he doing work on the Sabbath day? You see what happens when we become so religious?
Come on now.
We don't see the spiritual essence that we need to see. And this is what Yahusha, Jesus Christ, said. He said, ought not this daughter of Abraham? In other words, what are you saying? I'm saying the children of Abraham, listen, they are the first partakers of the fruit of salvation and healing. He said, ought not this daughter of Abraham, who has been bound these 18 years, does she not deserve to be loose? See, how do you see yourself as a child of God?
Come on.
Do you see yourself as a child of God that should be bound with diabetes? Do you see yourself as a child of God that should be bound with cancer? Do you see yourself as a child of God that should be bound by these things that the Christ came to set us free from? And he didn't tell the woman, you got to sow a seed for to get this blessing either.
Come on now.
He said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. If you'll say that today, if you will look in the mirror right now, and I don't care what the doctors have declared in your life, and you say that you are a believer of the Most High, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's alcohol, whether it's fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, if you will stand in the mirror and look at that person in the mirror and say, man, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. While the husband is fussing at you, cussing you out. But as a believer, he said, the believing wife sanctifies that unbelieving husband. We didn't forget. We didn't forget the power that worketh in us. Well, Pastor, my wife, she cheating on me, but I'm a man of God. But he said he sanctified your wife by your authority.
Amen. Amen.
What you want to add, Lady Townsend?
And now that is so many times, you know, when conditions come and sickness come to the body, you know, some just gonna accept it. You don't have to accept that cancer. Amen. He's able to do above all that we can think or ask. You know, we get to the point that we accept so much that we don't have to accept it. We don't have to accept that.
What else you got to say?
That's basically what I wanted to share. You know, we can't, everything the devil throw our way, even sometimes we probably bring it on ourselves about certain things we eat or whatever, but we don't have to accept it. We can change that.
Right.
And we can change it by doing the things that we wouldn't do at first that brought it on. So, you know, just don't accept everything the enemy throw your way. Get a relationship with him. And if he, you know, if Yahusha can't do it, it can't be done. It's just the truth.
Well, the
and
truth
I know
is,
he
can't.
It's done already.
Yeah, so that
we accept the fact that it's done and see that he's done it. And watch things change when we really believe that it's already done for us, that he did it already on that tree. He bled for us, for our healing, for our deliverance, for our peace, for all of these things. We got to go back to the word and apply the word on our life each and every day.
And if the Lord's already done it, and since he's already done it, then we have to do our part. Why do you think Yahushua told people, go and sin no more? Go and sin no more. Watch this. Go and dip snuff no more.
Yes.
Go and don't chew the tobacco no more.
That's right.
Go and leave the vapes
alone. Yes,
yes, don't touch them anymore.
I heal your body.
Because here's the thing about it that you don't understand. You don't understand that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost.
We just can't put anything in it.
And since your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, listen, your body is sin. Some of y'all can only use certain kind of soaps because what it'll do?
It'll break them out.
It'll mess up your body.
Sometimes.
Because your body is sacred.
Sacred.
Your body is something sacred that you have,
sensitive.
You have to take care of it. And then watch this. You know, the enemy has taken your mind and hoodwinked you when he's got you saying, well, Pastor, we all going to die from something. Yeah, but why should you die before your time?
Come on, preacher.
Why should you suffer
when
others are being healed?
Mm.
The Lord is no respecter of person. What he does for the apostle, he'll do for you. What he does for the bishop, he'll do for you. What he does for the prophetess, he'll do for you. What he does for the elder, he'll do for you. He's not a respecter of persons.
Preach, yes.
He's not a respecter of persons. As a matter of fact, he had to get the 10 lepers out of religiosity. The reason how he had to get them out, because it was customary or it was religiously correct that before you showed yourself to the priest, Lady Townsend,
you had to
receive the miracle first.
Yes.
Now, Jesus, Yahushua, got them out of their comfort zone.
Right. As you go.
And he told them, he said, now listen.
Yeah.
Be healed.
Be healed.
Now, they didn't see anything right away.
Not right away.
But when you're willing to obey the word of Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, then whatever you stand in need of when you pray, believe that you have those things and you shall. He didn't say you might have them.
Oh, shall.
He didn't say on check day you'll get them. He didn't say when you get your income tax, you'll get them. He said, you shall have them. How many times through the scriptures where people have said, Lord, merely speak the word and my servant will be made whole. Lord, my daughter is dead. Come, but come lay your hands on her and she shall arise. When they told him Lazarus was dead, what did he say?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to wake him.
Yes.
No, Lord, he's dead. No, he's only asleep.
Yeah, he said.
He didn't believe the illusion. You see, this world wants you to believe the illusion of sickness.
He said, I didn't know it coming back in the resurrection, you know, and he had to tell them right then and there.
Because they were still a part of the matrix.
Come on.
And when you're part of the matrix, you can only see things the way that the program has been set up for you to see.
Oh, God.
You see, while I was a part of the matrix, that's why I stayed 425 pounds, because I refused to be unplugged from the matrix. Still preaching Jesus Christ. Still preaching, and listen here. And so therefore, here what the devil tried to make me do is say, you can't talk about nobody smoking. Look at that spirit of obesity and gluttony on you. And you know what? He was right. He was right. So you know what? That's what the enemy does. He strong arms you so that you won't be accountable for your own inadequacies.
Amen.
And once you're not accountable for your own inadequacies, you sure can't be accountable for somebody else's. Do you see how the enemy hoodwinks you and blinds you?
That's so true.
Well, you know, man of God, the Bible said all have sinned and come short. Yes, we have, but he didn't say we're going to stay short. Because at some point, we got to grow. Huh? We've got to get out of this baby mentality in the things of the Most High. And you know what? If the Bible says we are kings and priests.
Come on,
that don't sound like no pauperness to me. And yet we want to preach kingship, but still live like paupers. Still live like peasants. Now, make no mistake. Yes, we know the kingdom is jacked up. For even when Solomon ascended to the throne, Lady Townsend.
Well.
He had to address the issue between some prostitutes. Yes, the kingdom is jacked up. Yes, we got people in the kingdom that don't want to comply to the righteousness of the Most High. And it's going to be that way until we show them a more excellent way. Mm. And how do we do that? By preaching a good sermon? No, by living.
Living a good sermon. Woo! Ah, yes. Woo!
What else you want to say, Lady Townsend?
Hey, man, that just so powerful in itself. You know, like we say, you have to be that sermon before you can preach that sermon. Amen. A lot of times we love to preach it and don't be it. You know, just, drawing nigh with their mouth, like Yahushua say.
Mm-hmm.
but the heart's so far away from him.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's the thing today.
And I was there.
A lot of us has been there. Everybody that's listening on the sound of our voice.
See, right now.
But it's the truth.
I was there. And I can say this. I can say this. How in the world at that time, Bishop?